Scientists say they may have found a huge reservoir of water beneath one of the world's driest and most troubled regions. Satellite images have revealed an ancient lake bed under Darfur in western Sudan. More than 200,000 people have died during the conflict there, and some experts say water from the newly discovered reservoir could help ease the violence. As NPR's John Nielsen reports, it's not clear whether that could ever be a reality.
Once upon a time, there was a lot of water in western Sudan. Rivers, lakes, fish, lush vegetation. But then, several thousand years ago, the water vanished and the desert took over. Farouk Elbaz of Boston University says this region's been an oven ever since.
It's one of the driest places on Earth. The received solar radiation is capable of evaporating 200 times the amount of rainfall. In some places there, it rains only once in 20 to 50 years.
Elbaz runs the university's Center for Remote Sensing. Not too long ago, while working with satellites that mapped buried rock formations, he found what looked like an empty lake bed underneath Darfur. Think of a bowl-shaped mass of sandstone.
That covers a very large area. That is the size of, say, the whole state of Massachusetts. And it was filled with water for extended periods of time, maybe thousands of years, if not tens of thousands of years.
Elbaz says you can see the rivers that fed this lake on the satellite pictures. They appear as lines that squiggle down out of the hills. You can also see what appear to be the shorelines. They look like the rings in your bathtub. Several years ago, Elbaz found a similar formation in Egypt. Wells drilled there found water that is still being used to green parts of the Egyptian desert.
You go there now and you think that you are in the middle of the Nile Delta. It is a lot of vegetation, beautiful water, beautiful crops, including wheat and chickpeas and peanuts and vegetables and you name it.
Elbaz believes the mega lake beneath Darfur could hold more water than the buried reservoir in Egypt. That's got international aid groups talking, not to mention the government of Sudan. Elbaz has already shown his satellite maps to Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir. He has responded by issuing what is basically an open plea for aid that would help Sudan drill lots of exploratory wells. The government of Egypt has agreed to drill 20 of these wells. The United Nations will be drilling 4 others. Humanitarian groups hoping to end the conflict in Darfur are hoping that these wells all hit the jackpot. Hafiz Mohammed of Justice Africa spoke on a cell phone from London.
If we start now investing in digging this water out, this is the first step towards a long-term solution for the current crisis.
But some geologists aren't convinced that these test wells will find water. They say many buried lake beds have turned up empty in the past. Other experts add that even if these wells do bring up water, it might not do a thing to end the conflict in Darfur. Peter Glick runs the Pacific Institute, which studies global water issues. He says the nightmare in Darfur is partly rooted in disputes over natural resources, but it is also rooted in deep-seated religious and ethnic differences that won't be healed by water.
I love the idea of drilling wells and bringing resources to this very dry region. I do think it will help in the long-term economic survival of the region, but I don't think it's likely to end the conflict.
A scientific paper describing the Darfur discovery will soon be published by the Journal of Remote Sensing. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.